Now, were you looking up at the sky last night and did you see a mysterious bright light moving across it very quickly? Well, you are not alone. Thousands of people saw it and it's prompted a frenzy of UFO speculation. Many people took video footage on their phones of the mysterious object, which looked like a kind of a hazy spiral moving from west to east across the sky. Alan O'Reilly, who runs the social media account Carlo Weather, was, of course, looking up at the sky last night and saw it, and he's on the line now. Alan, good morning. Describe what you actually saw last night.
It was a bright light. Now, I only caught the very tail end of it, and it was moving away. It moved quite quickly, and it was very confusing. And then very quickly, my phone got a very large number of notifications and people were sending me reports, pictures and videos. Some of those videos, you could see it a bit clearer and, you know, it almost looked like it was slow moving, depending on the angle. And then other areas, you could see it moving very quickly.
And it was quite bright, wasn't it?
It was very bright. Yes, it really was very bright. And I think that's why so many people noticed it in the sky. A lot of people, to me, mentioned that they were driving and, you know, they almost had to pull in the car because it was so bright that it caught their attention and they couldn't really focus on anything else.
And where in the sky was it? Was it high up in the sky or relatively low down?
Well, there was a bit of confusion on that because some reports said to me it was around cloud level, but others then did say it was a lot higher, but not quite as high as people would have kind of imagined stars or anything like that. It was lower orbit, yes.
And you saw it in Carlo. Lots of other people saw it too. Was it visible right across the country?
Yes, I got reports from down in the south, from Waterford right up to, you know, through the country, Carlow, Kilkenny, Dublin, Waterford, Galway, even Donegal. So I think it was visible right across the country, Justin.
Initially, Alan, what did you actually think it was?
I really wasn't sure, to be quite honest with you, Justin. And with the world we live in right now, I was very much open to any idea.
Mm. And I suppose people were venturing lots of suggestion, but you've since found out what it actually was. What was it?
Yeah, so it seems to have been the Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket launched some more Starlink satellites into space last night. And the second part of that, when it broke away, it dumps excess fuel. And that fuel then freezes and reflects light. So it was the fuel that was dumped from the SpaceX rocket that caused the bright light and saw it moving. And the path and the direct trajectory does match the reports of that. Now, still, a lot of people on my social media accounts, Justin, have other ideas, but that does seem the most logical explanation.
And the SpaceX rocket, Falcon 9, so that is a reusable rocket, and part of the way that works is it dumps its excess fuel, which then turns into ice crystals. And what happens then? Do they actually orbit the planet or what?
Yeah, so it kind of in front of the second part of the rocket. So the first part returns to base or tries to return to base, and the second part then continues on its path. And it seems that the fuel in front of it is almost like frozen ice, as you say, that's carried with that and moves across the sky, which gives the explanation of people seeing that bright light moving west to east.
You're used to looking up at the sky, Alan. Had you ever seen anything like this before?
No, I mean, I've followed lots of different things in the sky and northern lights and, you know, comets and meteorites and lots of other things. And I get lots of reports. Anything that seems to happen in the sky, for some reason, people seem to message Carlo Weather. But this was very unusual.
But you solved the mystery anyway. You probably crowdsourced it. I presume people did come up with the answer for you, did they?
Yes, in fairness, yeah. They did. I mean, there was thousands and thousands of comments and hundreds of messages, but lots of interesting guesses as well. And I did say if it was aliens, I hope they liked weather. I might get some more following.
But you solved the mystery. I presume you slept a bit better last night, knowing exactly what it was above your head.
Slightly disappointed, to be honest. But yeah, I did sleep better. Yeah, that's true, Justin.
All right. Alan, thank you very much for sharing that with us this morning. It's Alan O'Reilly of Carlo Weather. It's 8:55.